when you look back over the time frame, you know, we're all in America, it was a fantastic time. We didn't even have time to enjoy the success because three weeks later it was almost over. And you know, the time and effort and the, you know, the journey, what it took to get to that world title fight. You know, I was sat in a coffee shop in Meadowhall having a coffee when I got the call off somebody who already in the news before it even broke in the media. You know, because we've got a gym in Fuerteventura, and the guy who runs that early on the grapevine didn't know the details. And you know, I could have banged my head against the wall. It's like, you know, 3 steps forward and 10 back, and it was unbelievable for a moment. I just thought, no, this can't be happening. But you know, obviously that was the case. And at that point, you're more almost thinking, you know, is Kell Brook ever going to fight again? You know, is this going to be the end of him? Is this going to, you know, finally be the end of the story for Kell Brook? But he pulled himself through. He went through a lot of dark, you know, moments, a lot of self-doubt, and eventually dragged himself back into the gym. And step by step, pulled himself back into fitness. You know, he had the best people looking after him. And you know, we built it up steady, and we've got him to a point now where, you know, looking at him, he's ready in 10 weeks' time. You know, apart from the scar on his leg, you wouldn't know that that'd have happened to him. And it's almost unbelievable. He's like, anybody else, he'd have probably finished him off. But I've always said this about Kell Brook: he could fall in a pile of horse muck and come out smelling of roses. It's just way it is. He just has this ability to seem to recover from everything. You know, I just hope one day it's not going to be something what finally finishes him off. It doesn't recover from. But maybe that's just his mindset as a boxer. You know, put your head down one step at a time and see how it goes. And that's the attitude he's adopted all the way through his career.
Sat here today, and it's almost as if none of this ever happened. I mean, he's sat there talking about a fight. You're talking about, you know, planning ahead for this next bout as well. Just how well has he recovered, and how is he looking in the gym right now?
Well, you know, when the news broke and, you know, he was found out he was stabbed, you know, for a week it was a media frenzy. And then a week later, it was almost like it hadn't happened. Because you're going to get that. It happens unless something else comes up. It lasts for about a week. You know, all the speculation and is he alive? Is he going to box again? And then it almost dies off and you're just left to get on with the job. So, you know, he's pulled through that. And, you know, he's 6 months now since it's happened. Another 10 weeks, almost three months. He's going to be in a ring fighting again. And you're right, it's almost like it's never happened. It's almost like a side note to the story. Oh, yeah, he got stabbed. He's back in ring, you know. But if you think in boxers' careers, like your Chris Eubanks, you look at Mike Tyson getting locked up for so many years, coming back and resuming his career. You know, Nazim Ammi being in a car crash, I think it was after his career. There's all these little things that happen to boxers, but it's almost like they're dragging themselves to get back in that ring to prove themselves. And I think with Kell being the world champion, that, you know, he did say to me that I was like laying in bed thinking, you know, he just can't finish like this. I'm world champion. I've spent, you know, all my life trying to get to this point, 20 years as a fighter from 8 years old, trying to get to this point. I've finally done it. And like, there's a spanner being thrown in the work again. And because I just thought this can't happen to me. And that's obviously what motivated him. I think if he hadn't been world champion, it could have been a different story. It could have been a much longer process. But I think because he thought, right, I've got the belt, yeah, I can't fight, but I've got the belt, I've just got to get myself right. And you know, he's pulled himself through. He doesn't mourn, he doesn't complain, he accepts the work he's got to do. And I think that's his, you know, that's his forte, that's his strong point. He's like, well, we'll just see how it goes. And step by step, he's pulled himself back into fitness.
I think the words you mentioned earlier were that he almost beat death to get back from this. When he's going out towards that ring in Sheffield and the arena is jam-packed and he's getting the crowd, the adulation from the crowd, and he's got his belt there, what do you think that moment will be like for him and for you as well?
Well, let's just hope he doesn't break down in tears with all the emotion, because that's not the kind of frame he's got to be in. You know, he's got to be focused. And that's the thing with boxing. It's always one battle after another. That's how life is as a fighter. You know, all right, life goes on. But, you know, your life is a battle, because, you know, every 12 weeks you're fighting. You know, and you're going into that ring and somebody's going to do you some harm, and you've got to be like so switched on, so mentally focused and prepared. You know, you don't get up every morning when you go to your job thinking, phew, somebody's going to hit me in a car and it's going to kill me, I'm going to be in a bad accident. You know, you don't expect things like that, do you? But as a boxer, you know, in so many weeks' time, you're going to get into a ring and somebody's going to be bashing you around the head. So you can almost get ready for that. So, you know, it's great that he's going to be boxing in Sheffield. It's something he always wanted to do, get into Sheffield, defend his world title in front of a Sheffield crowd. And I think that'll appeal to non-boxing fans as well. It's an event now. Kell Brookson is an event. It's not a boxing match. It's an event to go and watch. And I think, you know, hopefully people are going to turn out. It's going to be a packed arena. When he gets, you know, gets onto that stage and the song comes up and the lights start flashing and his eyes glaze over, he gets into that ring and he puts on a special performance. They say, look, Kell Brook's back and I'm back as a world champion.